The Godmothers by Mandy McKinney, audiobook recorded for Penguin Random House.
Lawrence was already waiting in the foyer when Eliza came downstairs. She'd ordered room service for dinner, had a shower, and changed into a simple blue shift dress. He was wearing a dark suit jacket over a white shirt, dark jeans. She thanked him, then apologised. "I know it's beyond the call of duty. We don't have to stay long." "I'll be there to the bitter end. I should warn you, I'm very competitive." "I mean it, Lawrence." She explained what had happened that afternoon. "I'll just say hello to Emmett and his wife again. Meet his mother. We can leave before the quiz starts if you want. Let's see what the prizes are first."
The Silent Listener by Lynn Yowart. Audiobook recorded for Penguin Random House.
He walked straight up to her before the first dance of the night, while Gwen and her friends were fidgeting with their belts and gloves and hats. "Excuse me, ladies," he said, as he made a beeline for her. They looked up at him, giggled, and huddled a little closer like chooks, heads angled and eyes agog. He smiled at Gwen and bowed his head a fraction. "George Henderson, may I have the pleasure of this dance?" "But they haven't started playing yet," said Gwen, pointing at the band setting up on stage. "When they do," George broadened his smile and held her eyes with his. "Well, yes, you may." She couldn't help but return his smile. "Thank you." He nodded, still smiling, and took a step back. "Ladies?" And he bowed his head slightly to them before returning to his chair a few feet away from them.